Miss Victoria, Victoria Butler, Butler. Date of birth is 4/22/79. Miss Butler is a 42-year-old. Miss Victoria, Victoria Butler, Butler, 4/22/79. Patient comes in today, which is the 2013th, for multiple evaluation and multiple issues. Here in the paragraph, patient recently saw a doctor who told her blood pressure was, who told her because of her blood pressure elevation, she needed a sleep apnea, and has not really helped her with her symptoms of anxiety. Period. In the paragraph, patient in 2006 had a complete hysterectomy, has a lot of hot flashes, a lot of anxiety, despite taking Wellbutrin 150 milligram a day and Celexa 40 milligram a day, period. She also takes propranolol 20 milligram once a day for anxiety. Patient's definitely not suicidal, in quotation. The blood pressure goes up and down. Her blood pressure is okay today, but at home it goes up to 150 over 100, period. In the paragraph, she also works for children, disabled children who can be very difficult to deal with, and have had a history of abusing their teacher, physically abusing their teacher, and that also increases her anxiety while she's working and causes her blood pressure to go up, period. The paragraph, she's allergic to wasps, number one. Number two, social. She does smoke, but she's cutting down on her smoking. She doesn't use any drugs. She is married happily, has one child, 11 years she's been married. She stays at home at most of the time, but then she works as a substitute teacher with autistic children who can be very abusive physically and verbally, period. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Medication, Wellbutrin 150 once a day, Celexa 40 milligram once a day, Acyclovir 400 milligram a day because of HSV2 chronic infection, and propranolol 20 milligram once a day. Family history, positive for hypertension, diabetes in mom who's alive, dad died of lung cancer, also had high blood pressure. The physician she saw told her she might have sleep apnea because she's had palpitations, and sometimes she falls asleep, but she feels like that's all related to her medication and other issues in her life, period. In the paragraph, under family history, put down an aunt with thyroid cancer. Surgery, she's had a complete hysterectomy, 2006, tonsils and adenoids. On exam, she weighs 146 pounds. The last time we saw her in the office, she weighed 130 pounds. That was in 2018, period. New paragraph, 99%, 97.9, 16, 89, 120 over 78. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, few ectopics. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, some epigastric tenderness noted, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal adhesion, neurological non-focal. Number one, as far as her blood pressure is concerned, we're going to have her bring the machine and recheck the machine today, her machine today. Number two, we're going to increase her Inderol to 40 milligram in the morning and only 20 milligram at night. Number three, we're going to add Estrovan up to three tablets a day for hot flashes. Number four, she might be a candidate for bioidentical hormones. We'll look into that at the next visit. Number five, if she's not responding to treatment. Number five, get the blood work that she had done at the other physician, ASAP. That's going to be faxed to us today. Next number, she's going to come back in 2 weeks. Next number, as far as the sleep test and the stress test, we'll hold off on that till we get to the bottom of all the issues that we have uncovered today. Next number, she did have on the ultrasound of her neck, she did have a with family history of thyroid cancer, she did have almost a centimeter, exactly 0.85 centimeter lesion on the right side, requires biopsy. Next number, there's also a lesion on the left thyroid, 0.3 centimeter. Next number, EKG today is the borderline with no evidence of ischemia. Next number, status post hysterectomy. causing her anxiety symptoms. This may be, this all may go away with bioidentical hormones. We'll look into that as well. But after her blood pressure is controlled, also it may have been causing her weight gain as well. Next number. We looked at her legs and arms because of the pain that she's having, and there's no evidence of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, we looked at her abdomen because of occasional pain to make sure, and dyspepsia, make sure her gallbladder is okay. Her gallbladder is okay. Her liver is okay. Her kidneys are okay. We looked at her kidneys because of the fact that she has high blood pressure. We wanted to rule out renal vascular hypertension today. Next number, because of the thyroid lesion, she's scheduled for a biopsy at Kingwood Hospital. That's K-I-N-G-W. OOD. Next number, I did not see any evidence of pulmonary hypertension and or increased right ventricular size causing me to order a sleep study ASAP. Next number, she's reluctant to have a sleep study done, but we'll look into that after other issues have been handled, as I mentioned. Next number, we looked at her arms. Also have her come back in today to recheck the blood pressure machine that she has at home. Next number, we'll discuss the blood work as soon as they come back. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office, and patient was given time to ask ample questions before leaving. Thank you.